This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. President Bush today traveled from Prague to St. Petersburg, Russia, at the close of NATO's Transformation Summit. This is the first time a meeting of all NATO leaders was held behind the old Iron Curtain. Yesterday, the Atlantic Alliance invited 7 East European countries into its ranks. Today's proceedings focused on NATO's relations with Russia. NPR's Guy Raz is in Prague. 3 of the new NATO member states, Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania, were part of the former Soviet Union. How does Russia regard their admission to NATO?
Well, Bob, Russia is somewhere between ambivalent and annoyed, I would say. Yesterday's expansion, NATO now extends all the way to the Russian border. But the alliance has gone to pretty great lengths to reassure Russia that the expansion, in its view, is more about maintaining stability in those new democracies. Now, Russia also has a sort of high-level observer status here in NATO, and each time one of these summit meetings is held, NATO-Russia talks always play a very important role, and it gives Russia a sense of at least that it's a player in the alliance.
Why did 20 leaders of non-NATO nations go to Prague?
Well, this is a side event that happens here. It's a meeting of countries that make up what's called the Euro-Atlantic Partnership. There are about 24 countries that are part of this group, and they can meet with the leaders of the NATO member states. Now, some countries who are in the partnership, like Ireland and Sweden, they don't have any intentions of joining NATO, but there are others like Croatia and Macedonia. They're very keen to be part of the alliance, and they see this Euro-Atlantic Partnership Council as a chance to get one foot in the door. Interestingly, Bob, there's been a bit of buzz surrounding 2 countries in particular, Ukraine and Belarus. The president of Belarus, Alexander Lukashenko, wanted to come here to Prague to attend this EPAC meeting, but the Czech authorities denied him a visa. NATO members were pretty adamant about keeping him out because they say he's an autocrat and he's violated human rights in his own country. The other leader was Ukrainian President Leonid Kuchma. He was also discouraged from coming because of there have been recent allegations that Ukraine may have provided Iraq with important radar technology. Now, Kuchma is here. He did show up. But it's not clear whether he'll actually come to the summit events at all.
There's always talk about whether NATO remains relevant. Did that subject come up at the summit?
You know, Bob, I've covered several of these NATO meetings over the past 2 years, and I have to say that this one's been very, very different. NATO, of course, was designed as a bulwark against communist expansion in Europe. And the question always was, well, what's the point of a military alliance that's meant to keep stability in what's now the most stable part of the world? Well, this time around, NATO has managed to carve out a new niche for itself by basically declaring that it's now willing to deploy outside the traditional European theater. There was a resolution passed yesterday here to create a rapid reaction force, and that's going to be a 20,000-strong unit that could be sent anywhere to any hotspot around the world at moment's notice. So this summit's really been a triumph for NATO, and particularly for the Secretary General, George Robertson, who's called this summit the Transformation Summit.
Well, there was a resolution approved yesterday demanding Iraq disarmed. Does that mean NATO might get involved in a military campaign against Iraq?
Well, that's a good question, and I think a question on the minds of several NATO member states. For one thing, there isn't total consensus on what to do in the event that Iraq doesn't comply with the United Nations weapons inspectors. And then there are countries like Germany, which have been very vocal opponents of any kind of military campaign in Iraq. Germany, of course, is a member of NATO. Now, the White House is still insisting on building what it calls a coalition of the willing. Condoleezza Rice, the National Security Advisor, reiterated that position yesterday, that the U.S. won't put any pressure on NATO countries to take part. But of course, those comments came on the heels of a White House appeal to dozens of countries asking them how they might be able to help out in a possible military campaign to oust Saddam Hussein.
President Bush is in St. Petersburg meeting with Putin. Why wasn't the Russian leader in Prague?
Well, there are 2 reasons. For one, he really didn't want to be directly associated with NATO's expansion into the Baltics. There's still some pretty heavy opposition to it in Russia, and I think that President Putin didn't want his presence here to be tied to that. And of course, the second reason is that he's hosting President Bush in Russia, so he has to be at home for that meeting.
NPR's Guy Raz in Prague.